that the man who has no music in himself and is not moved by the comfort of sweet songs, let that man be not trusted. Our poet Berkeley put it in a different way. He said, one who has not cultivated an interest in the fine arts is very much like a cow, though he be without the tail or the horns. And with a wry sense of humor, he added that such a man is able to exist without grazing grass is the good fortune of the cows. Those are strong statements about the essential civilizing influence of all music. But the music that we are going to listen this evening is of a very special high order. It is music to which Dr. Ramana was attracted even when he was a young boy. As many of you may know, he had given his first public performance when he was a boy of 10. And the golden jubilee of that event was celebrated 2 years back when he completed 70 years. He has cultivated his interest to exemplary dedication over exceeding 6 decades. Not only that, he is not a mere performing artist. He has meditated on the philosophy of music, and today what we will be having is not only a musical performance, but an exposition of what he considers as the philosophy of music. I thought for the benefit of our participants for whom this program is freshly arranged, it would be a good introduction to distribute the text of an interview that he had given to the Hindu correspondent that appeared a few weeks back in Hindu School of Music, and that puts the entire story in Dr. Ramana's own words, and he has explained how he came to get interested and just pursued it with continuous dedication. Gandhiji used to say that but for his daily habit of prayer, it would be very difficult for him to remain sane. And in this article, Dr. Ramana has accorded the same importance to his cultivation of music, how important it has been for him in his own personal life. As we have seen him at Institute here, amidst his diverse responsibilities, he still continues his research interests in mathematics and physics. His honorous responsibilities as the director of this institution, and is keenly involved, of course, in matters of state policy. But he has found the time to write an original, pioneering book on the structure of music in the Western and the Raga systems. He has put the Kirtanas of Purandar Das and Tyagaraja to staff notation and demonstrated that these kirtanas can be played on the piano. He has a current project on setting to tune the famous devotional poem, Mukunda Mala of Vrajekha. He firmly believes that the classical music in India is still too tradition bound and can much benefit by being more creative, more experimental, and he is in the forefront of that experimentation in his own work. While he's proud about our cultural heritage, he sets great store by Western standards in concert hall design, in Western discipline among concert audiences, and he thinks that these are values that we should. And in designing this auditorium, which is being inaugurated today, the music concert, he has the fervent hope that he will combine the best of the East with the West. I thought I would say those few words in this evening's program. The Brahmana will be accompanied by his daughter Nirupa. And at the end of the program, Mrs. Srinivas kindly read the express the appreciation on behalf of all of us. Thank you.
I'm already starting an experiment because this is the first time a hall of this size is being used in India for a musical performance without loudspeakers. So I hope you can hear me at the back, because I have not tried it with many people, so this is a wonderful experiment to try out on you. Now, before I start, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to play. We will have an interview in the middle for about 10 minutes, again to try out what an interview looks like here. Okay? The first part of the concert will be devoted to Beethoven, whose greatness becomes higher and higher as time goes on. It's almost 200 years since he was born. And I'll play two sonatas of this. One is very popular and is known as the Moonlight Sonata. And I am told that Beethoven had nothing to do with the title Moonlight, nor is the music entirely Moonlight except for the first part of it. The second, the other galaxies come into force. And many people don't realize that Moonlight Sonata consists of three movements. Slow one in the beginning, three times, moment in the middle, and quite an emotionally powerful third move. When I'm done with that, I play another sonata, because when Beethoven has written it and published the work, the Moonlight has become so popular that he used to say, I've written a better one, why don't people play that? And that's the sonata in F sharp, which is very short, just two movements, but he himself, I think just out of little fun, says it's an equally good sonata, probably is, and you can check for yourself. So I first play the so-called C sharp minor sonata, or as it is originally called, quasi una fantasia, which means like a fantasia, fantasy. And the second one is in F sharp, just two moves. Now, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
butterfly etude of yoga.
Thank you. the master is worth
is the last, one of the last works that Liszt wrote. And he wrote many, four of these, called the Valse Oubliée, Forgotten Waltz. Well, forgotten here means nostalgic waltz. And here, you can see that his music looks into, though he died in 1875, looks into the music of this century, early part of this century. And I think people like Debussy, Ravel, learned from him as much as Richard Strauss. And it's a very beautiful, very modern looking fault, but still in spirit of the 19th century. I say all these things because the 21st century is at hand, so I'm getting confused about the centuries.
Thank you.
Thank you.